When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Wayne and TD Sal Licata back on the Fan on this Football Friday. We'll get back to your calls here in just a second. 888-808-1019. I was thinking about it, BT, with the Jets and Giants being as bad as they are. You know, we texted about it last night. Maybe we should take shifts. Like, I'll take the Giants. Giants Sunday. Uh-huh. You get the Jets next Sunday. Oh, just fill each other in a little bit. We take shifts on how bad. I can't watch Daniel Jones again on Sunday.
Well, after this year, you're not going to have to. Let me throw this at you, okay? So this is what I think complicates the Giants' future. And I agree. He should be sitting at this point. You go nowhere with Daniel Jones. It is what it is. We all know that. But based on, it's the first time I really, really, I'll use the word here, dove into it to this extent here with the draft here, right, Sal? Yeah. So, looking at these mocks, and I know that there's always a late riser, and then obviously the quarter market gets, you know, heated up a little bit, and without real justification, somebody that shouldn't be going in the top 10 or the top 12 invariably does because everybody needs a quarterback. We know that that's going to happen. Happens every single year where guys get overdrafted. But right now, you have the two teams. You go to the worst team in the NFL. It's the Panthers, and the second worst team, Tennessee Titans, and they absolutely both need quarterbacks, right? So to me, the only the locks that are going to go very, very high in the draft, Cam Ward from Miami, who is insane, and obviously Deion's son, Sanders, the quarterback as well. So both of those young men are going to go top two. Like, those are the top two quarterbacks. There's a kid from LSU who might sneak into the back of the top 10. But the Panthers are not going to get better this year. They're going to finish one or two. And the Titans are not going to get better this year. They're going to finish one or two. What does it mean? It means the Giants are not going to, again, be able to conventionally get the quarterback they need to get. Now, that doesn't even include, you know, the Raiders, who might mess around and move. They're not going to win a lot either. Might mess around and move up a slot or two to get the third or the fourth quarterback. Yeah, hell, I mean, here we are talking about the Jets maybe going on a winning streak, but if it's the opposite and they lose out or Rodgers gets hurt, it's not inconceivable the Jets are drafting inside the top 10. As a matter of fact, it's fairly conceivable. And if that's the case, would they take a quarterback? Would they have to be moving up or move up to get the one that they want? The answer is probably. So there's going to be a lot of competition for the few quarterbacks that are going to be draft-worthy high, and the Giants need a quarterback, and they probably won't be in position to get him.
Right, but there always are, and that's why it bothered me last year where, and again, I'm not in the rooms, but you could go based off of what we saw on Hard Knocks and just common sense. They didn't want to give up what it would have taken to get Drake May. Well, guess what? Like, at some point to get a quarterback, you go, and by the way, even if you did finish with the best, with the worst record and had the highest pick, no guarantee that that's going to be the guy anyway.
Well, I agree. Look at the Panthers. They're drafting another quarterback again.
Correct. And especially this year where it's not supposed to be a great class. I know you mentioned the guys just now.
The top two are good.
Yeah.
Those top two kids are supposed to be. Like that. What I've seen, I love them. I'll let others who do it. I think both could be the real deal.
I think it was Boomer and Geo had Phil Sims on and they were talking about it a
little
bit.
What was Phil saying about him?
I think he basically said Sanders was the one.
More so than Cam Ward from Miami?
Yeah, and even so, I thought it was, I don't want to put words in their mouth. I heard somewhere, and I'm pretty sure it was that, that it was not a great quarterback class.
Okay. I love Phil. Doesn't mean he's right.
I'm pretty sure that's where it's. And now it could have been somewhere else I was watching. I don't know. You take so much of this stuff in. But pretty much I listen to Boomer and Geo all the time on the way in. Love Phil Sims on Wednesday. And I think that's where they talked about it. But anyway, point is, you just don't know. It could be a top guy, the first pick, the second pick. You could find somebody in the third round, fifth round. Like, they have to find a quarterback. That's the bottom line. However they do it, do it. Whether it means trading up for a top pick, whether it means finding somebody in the later round. Like, they could have had J.J. McCarthy, who Phil also thought would have been a terrific player if not hurt this year. They could have had Penix. Mm-hmm. They could have had Bo Nix. Look at what Bo Nix is doing with Denver. Everybody laughed at, nobody talked about Bo Nix. Well, the Broncos and Sean Payton, an offensive coach, a great coach who has won a Super Bowl before, he said, I'm picking Bo Nix. A lot of people didn't even like it at that pick.
Yeah.
Late in the first round.
Is Dable Sean Payton?
Hey, well, that's part of another problem. I mean, the Jets, you could throw them into this conversation as well, but I like Dable, but the Giants organization, they said, okay, well, Jaden Daniels. Yeah, that's great, Jaden Daniels. You don't have the second pick. You're not getting to the second pick. So who else are you going to get that can be that guy that you can turn into a player? Sean Payton didn't need Jaden Daniels. He said, you know what? I see enough in Bo Nix late in the first round to say he's going to be my guy.
Mm-hmm.
The Vikings traded up to get McCarthy. Giants get Adam. So they didn't want Penix. Falcons got ridiculed. They signed Kirk Cousins, but they took Penix. Why? Because they thought, A, he was going to be a good player. B, because they know the value of taking young quarterbacks.
I'd like to know what they think. It might be favorable. I'd like to know what the Falcons think about the Penix pick now. Not that they would tell us, but
right. What's
his practice habits? What do they see again? I'm very curious.
Who
to
they
the
passed
answer.
On that could have helped them that be as better well. This year?
Yeah, I mean,
but the point is, BT, the Giants could have, or like, what are we waiting for?
The wait's over. This is it. This is the end of the road. Get off the train. It's over.
Right, but are we waiting for them to tank and have a top pick? They could have had one of several quarterbacks to transition and see if it's the guy.
Talking about last year.
Yeah,
but last year is last year. And I'm not saying you're wrong, but we can't just keep hanging on to last year forever. I'm more concerned at this point about next year for the Giants. And listen, you are right. I mean, I know the game's changed a ton, whether it's Joe Montana in round four out of Notre Dame. We know about Tom Brady, round six. Russell Wilson was like, I think, the fourth round. Played at a couple of schools before transferring was okay and more acceptable. Like, you can definitely find quarterbacks in unconventional places. I totally agree with that. But when you are at the top of the draft and there's no guarantee that you were going to get the right guy and identify the right guy, but you don't have to give up important draft equity, to swing at one of those guys. And I think, I fear if the Giants win, two, three, four more games, you finish up 6-7 wins. How many slots are you going to have to jump to get over a lot of teams that need a quarterback? You're going to have to give up a lot. And the roster's not good enough. You gave up a pick for Brian Burns, which I understand, I agree with. But they weren't on the precipice of winning a Super Bowl. Was that a Super Bowl move for a team that's miles away? I can make the case that it was not. When you give up, they give up a third rounder, I think, for Burns, whatever it is. I mean, that's an important pick when you're trying to build the franchise.
The Giants were trying to win games this year. They were not like, hey, you know what? We're going to tank and get a better quarterback, or we're still developed. They were trying to win games.
Why were they trying to win? To stave off maybe?
No, I think
the rumblings, like, hey, we belong here.
I mean, year three with this.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You gotta win games. I mean, year one, it's okay if you get away with that and rebuild. Year two, maybe. Now, I know theirs was backwards because they went to the playoffs the first year, but I think they're trying to win football games. They built a team that they thought could win football games, and so far they haven't won nearly enough. Justin is in Dobbs. What's up, Justin? Is in Dobbs Ferry.
Hey, how's it going? I was just talking about in regards to the Giants going over the last 3 years. You're looking at their record being, if they lose, which are pretty much going to be underdog in every game going forward in the division, they're going to go 4-14-1 in the division over the last 3 years with three wins against the Commanders and one, at the end of the year, against Dallas. Last year, losing Dallas 89-17, like in two games. It's like, I love to see them get two more years because, you know what? These coaches get off too easily when they get fired and they sit there and collect their. Let them be miserable for 2 years if they don't see how they do.
Yeah, but let me ask you a question. Hold on, Just.
Let them have their quarterback.
Yeah, but hold on, Just. Even with Robert Saleh, like, them being miserable, does that change the team? Does that actually make you feel good? I mean, what does that have to do with
it? No. I'm just saying, like, either I want to see if they could either get their quarterback and do well, or let them, I'm sick of changing everybody every two and a half years. I think Dable's a good coach.
Oh, I got you.
I want to see him do something.
Yeah. All right, fair enough. Yeah, I mean, I think Dable's a good coach, too. But eventually, there's got to be more than what appears to be an outlier season so far. And it's not 7 years, it's three. And, you know, one of the three, so one of the 2.5 was very good. So I'm trying to be fair. I like Dable. But there's nobody that can tell me 100% there's no doubt he's the guy.
Well, we don't know yet.
Well, that's my point.
Right, and for me, I'm more concerned about the general manager. I believe that I've seen enough to know that Dable can be a good head coach and will be a good head coach. And it doesn't mean that it's right. It's just how I believe, how I feel based on what I've seen. As far as Joe Shane, I need to see more. There's been some good. There's been some really bad in his short 3-year tenure. I don't think you could evaluate any general manager in just 2.5 seasons. This is third year.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you get a direction of their start, but I would probably agree with that.
Like,
for the most part.
You got to build a team. It takes years to do that.
It does.
So I can't, that's why I'm letting it ride out with these guys. You know, they got the vote of confidence from the owner. I think it was legit, and I think they will be here. But I have also known at the same time that Daniel Jones stinks. He wasn't the guy. I'm not trying to pick on Jones. We've done this for, you know, 4 years, whatever it's been. It's enough, and they keep going with him. Like, I just can't watch it anymore. We have to take shifts. Yeah, Elliot is calling from Long Island. What's up, Elliot?
Well, Hop does the games. He can watch both of them for both of them.
Hop, you watch the Giants. Hey, BT will watch the Jets. You guys both fill me in Monday morning. All right, what do you got, Elliot?
How are you guys doing?
Good. Yeah, what's up, Elliot?
Bye,
Elliot. James is calling from North Arlington. You got to be ready. I'm sorry, man. James is in North Arlington, New Jersey. What's up, Elliot? James.
Well, thanks for calling on me. I think that last call maybe was on some drugs, but maybe that's what you need to watch the Giants and Daniel Jones right now. I mean, I'm just trying to be a little funny about things, but you know, I think that Costas makes a very good point, and I know you guys, you know, are very pro, obviously pro Yankee and pro Giants, but really Daniel Jones is horrible, and the Yankees. I mean, Boone, it's really a mess. And I don't know how we can't have new coaches.
Yeah, but hold on, James. I don't understand. It is what it is. I guess it's going to go on forever. Like, people hear things that they just want to hear.
Yeah.
You know, pro-Yankees, pro-Giants. I mean, yeah, I'm a Yankee fan. I like them to win. There's some Giant fans at the station. They want them to win. But I just told you I would not bring Boone back. So, I don't know what
he said,
people hear.
He said we or the station was pro-Yankees, pro-Giants. Like, we're the home of the Yankees and Giants, sure. But everybody on the fan is going to talk about different, you know, perspectives and aspects of every team here.
I think we've been very fair to the Giants because, you know, it's quote-unquote only year three. But there's some warning signs, also some good signs. I think we've been measured with that. And, you know, 7 years is enough for me with the Yankees. What do you want me to say? Oh, no, give Boone 10 years.
If you had to say one of us was pro-Giants, which one would you say?
You.
Right. Like, and by the way, that's not because of fandom. It's because I believe in the head coach specifically more than you do, which is fine.
Yep.
But, like, the pro-Giants, pro-Jets, no, we're just calling it how it is. I mean, it doesn't mean that it's right. But it's not like, and we do root for all New York teams because it's good. It's fun to talk about good teams. Nobody wants, but I'm telling you, we were texting about it last night, BT and I. It's tough to take. I want to get excited for a game, not, oh, crap, it's 8:15. Sorry, honey, we can't watch the Penguin anymore because I got to go watch the Jets Texans and then watch that slop. Rodgers missing throws, Breece Hall drops a pass.
No points in the first half.
The kicker penalty.
Yeah.
The defense missing tackles.
Uh-huh.
The guy
giving up a 98-yard drive. After an amazing punt down to the two.
Yeah, guy dropping the ball before he reaches the end zone on the rare good play that they have. Like, come on.
That was crazy. I'm so happy they won the game.
Missed kicks. Like, I'm not talking about last night specifically, but just in general, like, the Giants, the same thing. You know, who wants to watch that? They come down, they make it exciting against the Steelers on Monday Night Football, and then the quarterback can't shift the tight end over to chip block on the best defensive lineman in the league, arguably. Like, what are we doing here? I can't watch the Yankees butchering balls left and right. Like, I can't.
No, you enjoyed that a little bit.
Have a low tolerance for just things that aren't done right.
Well, the Jets, pertaining to the Jets and the Giants, who are in a totally different, worse stratosphere.
Yeah.
I mean, the Yankee, let's show them some respect.
Yeah,
it's the World Series, man. But, like, the Jets and the Giants, to me, outside of the 2022 season, you know, I've said this a few times, and I do think that this captures it, encapsulates what we've been subjected to, the torturous nature of this football. I have felt for over a decade that I watch the Jets and the Giants, and I watch one NFL league, and then I watch League Pass and highlights and primetime games when good teams play, and I watch the real NFL.
Right.
Like, I don't know how else to say it.
Right.
They score points. They move the football. They pass block. There's not a lot of penalties. The coaches know what's going on. It's the opposite for us. It's been a lean run with these teams.
And I guess what I'm saying, and by the way, it's not new to this year. This has been happening. And what I'm saying is I'm tired of watching it. I'd rather watch the good NFL than sit there and subject ourselves to 3.5 hours of bad football. Hey, maybe the Jets righted the ship last night, so we'll find out what happens and get some time off. The Giants have to play a good football game on Sunday. They have to.
You think they win?
I actually will give you that answer when we come up
with our parlay pick segment coming up.
Ryan is calling from Stony Point. Come What's on. Up, Ryan?
How's it going, guys?
What's up, Ryan?
Okay, so I completely agree with Daniel Jones, everything you guys are saying. It's over. But I'm going to say one thing, and I hope that I could, get some Giant fans, behind me here. And we go back to week two. I called you guys, called in week two on Friday, talking about the Commanders, how, my dad and my brother, they're Commanders fans. It's a big thing in my house, this game. And Daniel Jones and the Giants, I don't know what it is about the Commanders, but they look like a solid football team when they play them. And I really I like this game. I'm going to obviously root for the Giants, and I think the Giants have a shot. And I hope he's listening to this, because I think the Giants got the Commanders this week.
Yeah, well, there you go, Ryan, and thank you for the call. Now, maybe there's some hope in there. I do think there's a legitimate reason to believe that the Giants might finally be able to play a decent game at home. It's shocking. Upsets happen all the time in the NFL. Why does it continue to happen to the Jets as opposed to for the Jets?
Yep.
And why can't the Giants actually have one of those?
Well, you're talking about upsets from the team perspective. At this point, if the Giants score a touchdown at home, it would be an upset.
I mean, God, they make
can't score.
That you're right.
I know they pay you and you enjoy it, but good God. All right, hey, real fast. Yeah. We got our picks coming up, BT and Sal. So I would do this with the Mets.
Giants tickets to give away, too, coming up this hour as well.
That's right. Yeah. Nice. Good seats, too. I would do this during the baseball season with the Yanks and the Mets. Remember, I have my little computer program that spits. I know you hate this, but I'm gonna hit you up with it. Mm. That spits out the playoff odds. Remember we would do this?
Yeah.
Okay, right now, what do you think the odds for the first the Jets, then the Giants, to win the division? What do you think their percentage is for both of our teams? It's November 1st.
Yeah, Giants 0, and I would say the Jets, maybe 5%.
The Jets are 0.0, and the Giants are 0.0. Okay, right. Just to make the playoffs here, Jets, give me a percentage. What do you think it is? We've run through the different machinations, so
based off of that, you should be
in the neighborhood. We hit all the teams in front of them. Come on.
I'm going to say the Jets are 10%.
Ooh. Possibly a nice foreshadow of Sally winning some money this week, and not a bad guess. 12%.
Okay.
Good job.
And the Giants?
Less than 1%.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Less than 1%. I mean, I'm not trying to, that's not like me taking it. That's just our two football teams. It's not like, you know, right. It's not Christmas. It's November 1st.
Right, it was just Halloween yesterday.
Yeah, I know, I know. And which seemingly goes on for 3 or 4 weeks at this point, which drives me nuts. I got to hear your Halloween story later. I know it's going to crack us up. The Giants have less than 1% chance to just to make a wild card, and the Jets are at 12%. So, hey, they're saying there's a chance, barely visible chance, but that's the numbers.
When we come back, we'll give you some numbers. The BT and Sal Perfect Parlay Pick Segment Week 9. There's a change amongst the leaderboard. We'll have our picks this week. Looking forward to it. When we come back, Hoff's got to get last year's champ. He's right now in the rear. Hoff's got some work to do here. We'll have those picks when we come back, and then we'll finish up with your calls, 888-808-1019.
Well, order has been restored, what Sal's trying to say.
That's exactly
that
what I was
going to say.
Well, I was going to say order restored, but I was like, wait a minute. BT's on top. Just the order with at least you and I on top has been restored.
Oh, God. The BT and Sal football picks, we've been handing out some winners. We're doing pretty well for you. Hopefully you guys have made a few bucks. Let's keep them moving. Today's football picks brought to you by ELEC 825, Building Our Future, and by London Menswear Brand, Charles Turwitt. I love them, actually. I have a lot of shirts from there. Shop your new favorites at ctshirts.com.
It is week 9 in the Perfect Parlay Pick segment here on BT and Sal. And BT, with another Perfect Parlay cashing on Sunday, has now jumped out in front. You have 95 points on the year. I am in second with 85 points. Hoff is in third. Last year's champ, Hoff, embarrassed us. We had a dress like Doink and Goldust. He is in the rear, 55 points right now. Two teams equal 25 points. A three-team parlay, 50 points. A four-team parlay, 100 points. And 5 points for the pick for the winner, straight up, Jets and Giants. Last week, I got the Jets. Or I got the Patriots right, but I got the Giants wrong. So it was kind of a wash there.
We've been all over the map with these local picks.
I think you had
the opposite.
Yeah, but those add up. I mean, it's only a 10-point difference. If we don't hit parlays, still could cash out.
By the way, what was the total points for Hoff a year ago? I just want to see if we're on pace. Do you know your number from a year ago?
It was a lot because I hit the fiver, which is a lot of points that we don't even offer that anymore.
But was it like 200 something three? Like I'm trying to see.
It was
like
200. And I had the Turkey Day teaser,
which
we will have coming. I don't think it was as much as you would think, but we definitely have more pound for pound. The scoring system changed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But 100%,
we're winning with more frequency this year. There's no doubt.
I think I've hit two. You might have hit three.
I've got three.
Okay, and then Hoff hit one. So yes, all right.
All right. Mr. Kramer, you know what time it is. It's called winning time, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. You know, last year was the first time we did it like this. You know, a little up, a little down. Now that we understand what's at stake and what's going on, now we crush. Now we look to cruise. And one of the things, I've got a three-teamer for you.
Ooh.
Yeah. What I try to do is I try to get a little momentum. And like when I win a two-teamer, now I stick my toe in the three-teamer pool. If I lose that, I go back to two. I figured out a little system here.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, if I have a couple of hits in the batter's box, I'm feeling good. If I'm 0-4, I maybe dial it back. Here we go. I'll do this quick. First up. Now, the Raiders are at the Bengals. The over-under, you could also do over-unders in case you guys are new to the show, in addition to sides, is 45.5. I looked at a lot of models here. Not that the Raiders are anything special. They're atrocious on offense. But most of the models here have the number at 50 for the total, okay? So I just think that they got this one a little wrong, which doesn't happen too often where you look at the Vegas spread and you're like, it doesn't really seem congruent with these teams. I think it's going to be higher scoring than they think. Hence, I'm going over 45.5 Raiders at Cincy. Bang, number one. Number two, last night the Jets played for their season. Well, let's face it, coming up this week, and the Dolphins pretty much playing for their season as well. Now, they're up in Buffalo, which obviously, depending upon when you go, can be a complete nightmare based on the weather. The spread is 6. It's a high number. And I know that Josh Allen usually owns the Miami Dolphins. Trust me, I've calculated that. I get it. But the weather's going to be fine. And not going to be like blustery or snowy or awful, which means Tua and the Dolphins from Miami should feel a little bit better. They're playing for their season, as I said. Got to have a little desperation. I don't think that they win, necessarily. Bills have looked really good for a while. I'm going to take the 6 in an AFC East divisional matchup. Give me Miami plus 6. Finally, the third one here. Hopefully get a little three-leg action going for you. The Rams minus 1 out in Seattle. Can we officially pronounce Seattle's home field dead? And really, the Giants may have been the ones who were the first one to say, all right, it's kind of over. teams are going out there and making themselves very comfortable. Now, the Rams, kind of like the Jets last night, like begging you, hey, take this, take this. The Rams are -1, and they're in Seattle. The Rams are going to win this game. And, you know, Puka Nacua is back, and obviously Cooper Kupp is back. And they will score a lot on Seattle, who is not stopping much. Now, Seattle's going to score as well, but I think the Rams score enough to cover the number, which obviously at -1 is not a whole lot. So, in summation, three-teamer, boom, over 45.5. Raiders at the Bengals. Miami +6 up in Buffalo. And the Rams -1 out in Seattle.
You know what sound that is?
Yeah.
The beginning of the hockey season, because baseball's over, football's over, hockey season is officially full force.
Let's
You have to pick football games.
Yeah, I know.
Well, do you have Go New York, Go New York ready to go? He's got the hockey, the hoops music. All right, Hop, come on, buddy.
Listen, I hate all these games, so I'm going to go for a four-teamer.
Wow. That's actually an interesting strategy. Don't love anything? Why not just
take
a shot?
Let's go for it. Yeah. All right, I listened to Nick, and he said he loves Denver +9 at Baltimore. Then I love Denver +9 at Baltimore. He says he loves Vegas +7 at Cincy. Then I love Vegas at Cincy for the +7. I do pick up two other games that I actually think are good. Arizona -2. I don't know. Something about Kyler Murray's never as bad as we make him out to be. Yeah. I know the Bears lost by a Hail Mary last week, but I still don't think they're as good either. They're on the road. They're going to Arizona. -2. It's basically almost a pick 'em. I'm taking Arizona -2 for the win. And then I actually do like Detroit. I don't care what you say about Green Bay, whether they have Jordan Love, they don't have a Jordan Love. Detroit -3 at Green Bay. So those are the four.
So a four spotter, huh?
Yeah, I respect that. He's in the rear. About 30 points behind me, 40 points behind you. The 4 point could add up for the, you know, the 100. So I respect that.
Is that a little desperation too early in the game here?
Maybe.
Is that going to be a possible mismove?
Because
or
it could be
mismanagement.
Good point, BT, because it could be sacrificing a week, and it's only week 9. All right. I'm going to go with a two teamer. And the only reason why I'm going to do that is because I can't decide between the third game. I had four games that I liked. I'm going to throw out the Vikings on Sunday night against the Colts. I thought about that, taking that out. And also I thought about the Jaguars getting points at Philadelphia. But my gut is telling me just two games. Number one, I'm taking the Bengals -7. I heard what Costos had to say. I heard what Hoff just had to say. I bet the Bengals last week. I don't think... Oh, yeah, I did pick them, and I bet them, and ended up losing. They're going to beat Vegas at home, and they're going to cover that spread, and I feel really good about that. They just have too many weapons. I know they're not great, but they're far better than the Raiders. I feel really good about the Bengals bouncing back after they disappointed me last week against the Eagles. Lay the 7. That should be a double-digit win for the Bengals, at least. I'm going to do it again. I'm going to do it again.
Not the Giants.
I'm going to do it again, BT. I'm getting 4 points. It's a field goal game, I would think, at worst. The Commanders should have lost last week if not for the Hail Mary. That should never happen. They should have lost that game. There's been an overhype. And now I like Jaden Daniels and what Washington has done. There's been now it's starting to get carried away with Dan Quinn and the Commanders and just how good they are. I don't think they're that good. Matter of fact, they should have lost week 2 to these Giants. This is at home at MetLife. If not now, then never. They have to win a division game at home. Have to. Danny Dimes, I'm on my knees begging, please make this be the week. Matter of fact, don't even win. Just cover the 4. I mean, for goodness sake. Give me Big Blue, BT. I really feel in my gut the Giants are going to win this game outright. So I'm going to go 2-teamer, Bengals -7 at home over Vegas, and the Giants at home, a 4-point dog to the Commanders. Now, because the Jets played last night, when we have one game, I'm going to pick the Giants to win for the extra 5 points. These points are big. There's only a 10-point disparity between you and I. Each point here, each of these 5-point wins is down the stretch.
I know.
So I'm gonna take my chances and go. My God, I think the Giants win this game. I'm gonna go Giants for the win.
Usually, I have a quick feel for the Giants. Like, nah, I'm not gonna win this. I'm definitely a little more conflicted here. I'm going to go with the Giants.
Okay, checker on checker. I can't get any ground on you there. There's some strategy.
I'd be lying if I didn't say that entered the equation a little bit. But, you know, Jones plays well against them. It's a road game for a rookie quarterback. Last stand. Yeah, I mean, Am I really buying it with the vigor maybe that you are? No.
And also losing a chance to gain five, too. So you could go with that strategy, sure.
I got you. Yeah, I'm going to go with the Giants this week. Hoff, what do you got?
Yeah, well, last week I went for the Jets and the Giants, and I got 0 points. So I'm going with the Commanders because I want to get at least five.
You went Jets and Giants last week. BT went Steelers. And
no, I went Jets.
You went Jets. But Steelers played the Giants.
Oh, that's right.
We each split different games, you and I, and he didn't end up hitting any, which also plays in it. So who
that's
do you got?
Last place.
You going with the Giants?
I'm going with the Commanders.
Oh, Commanders!
No, I want to take the. I want to get 5 points.
So you're going to be sitting in that broadcast booth, kind of rooting for the Commanders.
No, you get. I mean,
no.
Perfect parlay pick segment might not take precedent over that. I mean, you know, you're getting paid by the Giants, and the Giants to win, but. Either way, all right, so I'm going Giants. BT goes Giants. Hoff goes Commanders for the extra 5 points. That does it for the Perfect Parlay Pick segment, Week 9.
Your official station to talk New York Rangers. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Call of the Day with Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey and by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Artie is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Artie?
Hey, guys. Just coming back from the game. Oh, man, what a high. I mean, it's unusual to come home after a win like that. But how ironic
that we win the game. Whoa. Hold on. Did you just say you're just coming home from the game?
I was happy.
What?
I had to do it. You stopped around, you know, celebrated on each bar as I was going around.
You got to be kidding me.
God bless you.
You haven't been home since the game?
And now I'm at Stonebridge Country Club playing on No Sleep and a Jet High.
All right, Artie, hit him straight, man. November 1st. I mean, he's basically still drunk, and he's getting ready to whack it around the golf course.
Just getting home from the game. Good for Artie. I guess there was no trick-or-treating involved for Artie yesterday. And BT, I got to tell you, you know, I'm new to Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
My first Halloween in Jersey.
Yeah, how'd it go?
And I took off of SNY yesterday, so no baseball night in New York. And by the way, that's a day like I'd like to be on. The Yankees were eliminated. But I, you know, for my daughter, my wife, you know, I gotta take off and be there and get the costume and all this stuff. So I go home, and as I'm driving through the neighborhood home, and I'm like, this is weird. Now it was like 3:30 by the time I'm driving home.
Okay.
And I didn't see any ounce or sign of any trick-or-treating. I was like, okay, well, maybe it's still early.
This is, you said, about 3:30?
Yeah.
Because kids early, should be home by school, from school. Yeah, but okay, go ahead.
Okay. So we get the, you know, I eat a little something, whatever, relax for a little bit. And my wife's like, all right, we got to go. Let's go. You know, Sammy's got bed by 7 o'clock. We're not going to go out all night. Like, let's get the costumes on, go out and trick-or-treat a little bit. And by the way, I don't know what's going on with the global warming, but, I mean, 80 degrees on Halloween I could do without. All the hills and the stoops. I got the stupid costume on. I'm in this air bubble. I was Mike from Monsters, Inc. You familiar with that?
I am, but I saw. Good costume.
So I'm sitting in the, all right, so it was great. Like, nice family thing. But, dude, I couldn't even see out of it. I'm walking, I'm going to kill myself tripping over these steps. Do you realize that, now, on Long Island, it's a little different. Do you realize I only saw one other couple the entire time that we were walking around the block?
Meaning not even any other kids or people?
Not any trace of any trick-or-treaters at all. There was one couple pushing a stroller with their young kid.
Really?
And my wife and my daughter and I in costume going to these houses. And most houses have the stuff outside.
They do. There are a lot of people in the suburbs put tables up because they're not home or... Yeah.
Not even trick-or-treat. Like, I wanted my daughter to say trick-or-treat. She watches these shows, you know, trick-or-treat Halloween specials.
That's true.
I'm like, go trick-or-treat. Nope, nobody home. We got one person on the ring. Oh, sorry, I'll be there in 20 minutes. We're walking around up and down. Now, it wasn't a long time, but, like, not a trace. We only got at our house one trick-or-treater.
Really?
Did they do this in Jersey? Is trick-or-treating not a thing in New Jersey?
I kind of wish it became that, but it hasn't been. It's not that way in my neighborhood. It's been Halloween for a month, like I told you, with the ghosting and the booing. No, it's different to the point where, and I didn't, this last year was the first year I didn't do it because I just had a lot of work and then the Jets and the podcast. So one of our good friends has a really banger of a Halloween party, beautiful home.
Adult or kid thing?
Both.
Okay, yeah.
It's awesome. And I've been there the last couple of years and Jen was there with the kids. They got home around 8:30, 8:40, something like that. And it's very different in my neighborhood. Like, a lot of parents walk around with Yetis and the wine for the wives and the beer, the whiskey for the guy. Like, everybody's having fun.
I just was shocked at, like, last year I drove home, went to Long Island. We go for a few blocks or whatever, but there's people out in costume. Oh, hey, nice costume. You get to see this. People trick-or-treating, like, going to the door. Now it's like, my wife's like, this was a total dud and a letdown. I'm so disappointed. And I'm like, yeah, I could actually understand that. And she's talking about this trunk-or-treat that I guess they do.
I don't know what that
me
is.
Me neither. I'm like, trunk or treat? What's that? I'm old school. You grab your bucket, you go knock on somebody's door, trick or treat, put something in the bag.
I tell you, I was proud. My wife actually, talking about old school, she gave the kids pillowcases yesterday.
Yeah.
That's old school.
Yeah, you're right.
Fill them up.
We had pillowcases that were actually heavy.
Yes.
Because you got it filled with candy. Now it's like,
did you eat a lot?
No, not really.
Yeah, it was pretty good too.
Mostly of the stuff that we had to give out.
Yeah,
which nobody touched.
Yeah. Oh my God.
But I don't understand what's going on.
Did you notice last night, Sal, the first Christmas? And I love Christmas. This does not, but Halloween, the length of that bothers me. I love Christmas. I love the music. I love everything about it. So to me, the earlier the better. But did you notice the first Christmas commercial last night?
No.
Yeah, during the Jets. Oh, that's right. You stopped watching the Jets. I think it was the second half. Why would you see it? You weren't watching. It was, I think, Old Navy, and I just heard the jingles, and I heard the Christmas music. I'm like, wow, here we are. It's not even, it still was officially October, but now it's going to be, before you know, it's going to be Thanksgiving.
Well, yeah, when do you get the lights up and all that?
Well, I told you, and it's actually, it's tricky because you have to book it. Like, I found out kind of the hard way. Oh, yeah, I'm thinking, you know, late November, this is when we first moved into where we are. Hey, can you come do it? How much? Yeah, all right, we'll do it. Cash, if I do cash, strike a deal, whatever. Can you do it late November? There's people, I swear to God, on my street, there are already lights up.
Right.
Because there's so many homes that want to do it. So we have to book it really within the next couple of days, and we generally do it. You know, we usually go to Dallas to spend time with the in-laws, and we'll do it again this year, although last year we hosted. We like to get the lights up before Thanksgiving. This way, when we get back from Dallas, they're on for the next month and into early January, and it's festive, and it's awesome.
I'm just not there yet. And to your point, like, we had a guy come do power washing, whatever, for the summer, and then he texted him.
You got to do that yourself.
Yeah, I don't have a power washer. I don't know. And then they got to go buy the power washer, do this.
My mom got me one for Christmas a couple years ago. It's like, legitimately, it's not one of those little cheap ones.
Not that I'm opposed to it, but I don't want to do it. Anyway, so he texted me early October, hey, in case you want Christmas lights put up in your house, we give it a discount if you do it in October.
It's getting his hustle on.
I'm like, and then, like, I don't respond back right. I'm like, oh, yeah, maybe I'll let you know. Then, like, 2-3 weeks, he's like, you know, just following up. I'm like, bro, have you watched the Mets? He doesn't know what we do, of course.
I gotcha.
I'm like, I'm drowning here. I got ball games every night, two different jobs. You're worried about me. Hey, I'll pay the full price in November or December if I want it. Leave me alone. Like, I can't think about Christmas lights in October.
All right, one more Halloween question for you, very fast. And I won't mention his name, although I did bump into him at the golf course the other day. Your neighbor.
I think he sold.
He did?
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
I don't know if he's still there or not, but the house was up for sale.
Was wondering
over the summer
what he put out there for the kids.
You know what's funny too, because people were telling me, oh, you know, around Halloween he puts, like, a pro football player. We don't have to mention
him. No, I'm not gonna say his name.
Although you did mention it yesterday, so if you go back and listen to the show or the podcast,
I mentioned it.
I think you did.
No, I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure you did.
You want to put money on this? I don't think so.
How much?
I mean, I was also up late the night before with the Yankees. I mean, I very well may have said it.
Forgot my Christmas lights.
I really don't know.
I think you did mention it.
I think I said it.
Yes, I'm pretty. Unless you said it off the air and I'm confusing it, but you definitely told me.
You know, let's bet. I'm confident enough. Let's put a bet.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you asked me. You want to bet?
No, you said.
Oh, did I say it? Yes, I'm still tired from the Jet game. What the hell's going on here? The Jets, the Mets, and the Yanks, this run has knocked the crap out of us.
Who's going to go back and sift through it if somebody wants to go back and sift? No, but anyway, point is,
I
heard stories when we met the neighbors this year about last year, like, oh, on Halloween.
He did,
like,
it up?
No.
Oh.
No, the opposite.
Like, what, calls the curtains kind of guy?
Yeah.
Like a recluse?
Don't let anybody.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Which is interesting because he doesn't seem to that kind of personality.
Yeah, I think, I don't think he's any longer part of the neighborhood. David is calling from Milburn, New Jersey. What's up, David?
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen?
What's
good afternoon.
Buddy?
Love your show.
Thank you.
I'm perplexed about something. On 3rd and 1 and 4th and 1, 99% of the team's quarterbacks are under the center.
Yep.
To take the snap. The Jets are in shotgun or throw a pitch out, which they have to get 3 yards to get the first down. Why is he never underneath center? And he also ran for 5 yards for a first down last night, Rodgers.
Yeah.
Why isn't he's had the field wide open on many occasions and has thrown it away. But it's more the third and one and fourth.
I think it's a very fair criticism, or at least an observation. Now, listen, they do what they do schematically because they believe it's going to work, and usually it doesn't. And obviously, I even said it to Colt last time. I'm like, it makes no sense. Think about this. You have 1 yard to go, and you literally purposely, not because you fumble the snap, but you decide to do this on your own volition, 1 yard to go, and you throw it 4 yards back, which means now you got to get five.
Right.
So the math never works for me. I don't get it. I understand there's trickery and there's whatever, yeah. But if you put it this way, Sal, if you have the right offensive line, you can literally walk up to the line and say, hey, we're running here and we're going for yard and we're going to get it. But they don't have that kind of offensive line.
Steve is in Fairport, New York. What's up, Steve?
E.T. and Sal, thank you for making my lunch hour every day a wonderful respite.
You got it. Thank you. We appreciate the kind words.
So I've got a hypothetical situation here to bring up, but I think it'll prove how poorly planned this Daniel Jones project/contract was.
Okay.
Imagine right now a world where there's world peace and racial equality, and the Giants are actually in contention for a playoff. You know, let's say we're 5-2 right now, or we're 4-3, and Daniel Jones is having a solid season. He's not one of the top five quarterbacks, but he's having a 2022 season.
Okay.
You're Brian Daboll and you're Joe Shane, and the injury contract is hanging above your head. What do you do right now, given that situation?
You got to play to win.
Yeah.
If they're winning a few games, even if he's
at
not
risk of $41 million cap hit,
well, they're doing it anyway.
Yeah, exactly. They're not a threat to make the playoffs, and they're still running them out there.
That's my point. By the way, is it possible that he has? I don't know if rejected would be the right word, and it would be stupid to do. But is it possible he's turned down the injury contract, and we just don't know it?
Look, anything's possible in that regard, but I don't believe that's the case because we would have found out about that, no? The only thing that I heard that was different, and again, I don't know the exact contract, and these things come out from reporters who cover the team, and they ask the questions, and we find out about it. But I'm pretty sure I heard Boomer and Gio talking about it, and the one thing that is not mainstream mentioned is that, and we did discuss this, BT, he could get hurt this year, but as long as he's ready to play next
year.
Right. So it's not like an injury that's going to keep him out 6-7 weeks or the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
He would have to get injured to the point where he's out next year.
It would
year.
Have to be catastrophic.
Now, it can happen.
Well, I question, though. Would it have to be for the whole year or for the start
that,
of the season?
That I don't know.
Because let's just say...
I thought it was the start of the season, but I could have been misinterpreting that.
Yeah, I'll say I won't even use his name. Let's say player X with a similarly structured contract ruptures his Achilles this weekend. He won't be ready, in all probability, for week one, but he will be ready at some point during the season.
I think it's week one.
Okay, because now that changes that. Okay.
Yeah, I think. Hey, all point right. is they're playing him now, so who knows? Hey, better get a win. Otherwise, it's just, that's it.
I like to see the Giants win this. You know, if he can't beat the Commanders, even though the Commanders are good this year, you match up well with them in the past, go get a win. I mean, the place has been a house of horror. Score a couple touchdowns. Have a good day.
And next week, Soto. As we start to get closer and closer. Oh, it's coming. That does it for BT and Sal. Thanks, everybody, listening to Cole. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks to Dove and Hoff as well. We'll see you Monday morning, 10 a.m. Enjoy your weekend. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.